Wisconsin got a C, according to the Policing for Profit report released this week by the Institute for Justice. The study ranked states by how difficult they make it for people to prove they are innocent and be reimbursed for forfeitures imposed on them, sometimes even before they're charged with a crime. John Kramer is one of the authors of the report.
It allows police and prosecutors to take property without so much as charging the owner with a crime and then profit from the proceeds. That is wrong. It violates the fundamental principles of due process and protection of private property rights, and that's why these laws need to change.
But a spokesman for the Wisconsin Department of Justice says that's not the intention of the Wisconsin forfeiture law. Kevin St. John says the law really cuts both ways.
It is intended to not have the deprivation of property for any longer period of time as necessary. So if there's a determination that the property is not to be forfeited, wouldn't a defendant want to know that before the conclusion of what could be a long criminal process? I think many defendants would like that.
St. John says Wisconsin law does not give police an incentive to confiscate money or property from people to enrich the police department because it only allows police to take the amount of money from defendants that is equal to the amount spent on investigating and prosecuting a crime. But some legislators are looking at tweaking the state forfeiture laws. The legislative council will soon be forming a committee to look for ways to make the law both more fair and more efficient. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.